ready to go. I mean, I don't know if we wait for Supervisor Merton, if she'll just be dashing up here. She said she had a temporary appointment, so. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I hit the button, so it's on. Okay. We'll wait till Elizabeth Beth is in. She's there, and then we can go ahead and start. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock on Monday, January 14th. We are starting the budget session, a workshop session, with Recorder Stacy Herridge and Deputy Recorder James Cheek. So I'll open it up for the two of you. What would you like to tell us about the highlights of your budget before we go ahead and take the line-by-line approach?
Well, we continue to see revenues over expenses this year. We're very fortunate we're an office that does bring in more than we spend, which is great. A lot of our revenue is a direct reflection of the economy. So when houses are selling, a lot of recording are done, or a lot of babies are born, a lot of people are getting married, traveling. So,
that's why it happens.
Yeah, and I'd like to welcome our new supervisors to the board. So if you need us to go line by line, we can certainly do that, but welcome any comments. I really appreciate Jim Cheek, all of his help the past how many years? 4 years as deputy recorder under my direction, and we have a great full staff now, so we can work on any
of them. Great. I did happen to notice, though, it looks like revenues you expect to be about 6% down. I went down to the total on page 144, and way down at the bottom, that shows you expect to be down for the fiscal year 2020, 5.94%. And it still does show you're going to have more revenue you expect than expenses, and your expenses went up 6%. So we've got about a 12% spread over last year, or this current fiscal year, 19. Care to explain kind of where you came up with your estimated numbers?
Well, I think we re-estimated quite a lot of our revenues for this current fiscal year. So the re-estimate, the comparison of our re-estimated budget for this year and our projected next year isn't the 5.9%.
Okay.
So
it's over the original.
It's about a 0.24% increase over the re-estimated revenue.
Got it.
For the revenue, yeah.
0.24% increase over the re-estimated on revenue. Okay. That seems more in track with the office and how it goes. I'm going to turn it over to the other two supervisors and ask if they have any questions about the budget, line items.
Yeah, so I would just say revenues looks to me like you continue to work the budget toward reality. And
yes.
It feels like we're getting really, really close to that rather than budgeting toward a hole.
Right, exactly.
And I appreciate that. And then when we get to expenditure, my first question is all the way down in communication services.
Okay. Supervisor Merkin, do you have anything prior to that?
No.
Okay. I don't have anything. So we will go to page 147.
Yeah, and so for me it's pretty simple. In FY18, you actually spent $3,400. So far this year, 50% of what you're way through, you're at $1,600. So on track for the $3,200 to $3,400. And I'm just wondering where the increase to $3,700 comes from.
So we estimated for this budget year, $3,700 and we're at 43%.
So
we could come down just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm suggesting it's a $3,500. It's a $3,500 line item is what I see. Lisa, if you see something different in that.
No, and I
not sure as far as in 19, you know, they were in health, but...
When the company gets sold, we don't know exactly what any of our communication line looks like. I'm suggesting that we continue to use what we're actually paying as the metric going forward. And then if it changes, we'll have to dig in for everybody. But I think it's more like a true $3,500 expenditure that's coming out.
No, I'm totally comfortable with lowering it to $3,500. Okay. So we're changing the $3,700 under the line item, which is near the bottom of page 147. It's four up from the bottom, and it was originally submitted with budget for fiscal year 20 of $3,700. We're going to roll that expense back to an estimated $3,500.
Increasing communication services other than lunch or office, is that what you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay, we're getting the $3,500 figure.
If you look at where they're at currently,
I see the reestimate is 37.
I think Rick's right. I think that should probably be reestimated at 35.
Yeah.
Also, based on our 43%, based on where you're at currently.
Okay.
Because we're at 50% of the year right now.
So well, 37 versus 3,500. Thank you.
Okay, and then for me, ICF education and training, that would make sense to me. I want you to take me through equipment, rent, and maintenance. Clearly, there's something new or something different there, and I couldn't quite believe what it was from your narrative.
Okay, so the first expense, the new expense is our COT online index book share with the auditor's office. It's roughly about $900 that we'll spend a year to house that service through COT. And then the second, where it says Iowa County Recorders Association, ICRA, ILR, the Iowa Land Records Annual Maintenance, I talked with Lisa Markley about that. The state auditors, we did take it out of records management normally, but since it's an annual cost, annual maintenance fee, we moved it to that line item. So that makes sense.
That's
what
we locate from their records.
Okay, and so let's just talk that through with Linda New here. So you've got the record management, which is, what, $1 on every per document.
Okay.
That goes to the recorder to use for anything that you deem appropriate for your office.
Right.
We've been flowing that $2,000 through there, and now we're talking about pulling it out of there and putting it as part of our regular operation.
Right. Right.
Okay. Can you talk to me? So talk to
me. Right.
It makes sense to me why we would. Can you talk to us a little about what you got in your recorder's fund and what your intentions are for that? Because I think it's a fairly substantial amount. You're pretty careful with that.
It is amount. Right now it's $78,500.
Right.
And the code is very clear as far as what we can use records management fund for. Currently, we're budgeting about $20,000 to $15,000 for our online index program. So for records restoration, having a good backup in line with our KUCOG. So we're trying to, am I answering your question correctly?
Yeah, you're helping. So,
okay.
So I don't see that as a fund. I think that fund ought to be available for exactly what it's intended to be available for. But if we're not using, if you're not using that fund for items that are appropriate to be used that fund, and it continues to grow every year, I don't know that we're serving anybody. I think the intention of that fund is twofold, as I see it. One, it's for the reporter to be able to get the things that the reporter needs.
Right.
Two is to give the reporter some flexibility where she doesn't, or he or she would not have to always rely on the board for certain items. And all I'm suggesting is it appears to me that that fund continues to grow, and at the same time we're not using that fund for some things that we could appropriately use that fund for. And so I'm just questioning the balance there.
Right. So when I look at it, so we used our conversion to our new real estate program, and that was roughly $65,000.
Right.
So we really drew it down a lot. It did have quite a good balance, but the way I think of it is we're only putting in $12,000 to $13,000 a year, and I'm pulling $15,000 to $20,000 each year for the online, for the records restoration. So I think I'm going to be able to draw it down quicker than I'm refilling that.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize we were bringing in are planning to bring in less than we're planning to spend out there. That's
true. Yeah, and it's only a dollar. We get a dollar per document. And we've seen our revenue is pretty much, we record about 1,000 documents a year, a month. So that's 1,500 a month. So that's where we come up with that estimate for revenue. Any more questions? Did I help answer that question?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other question I had was re-estimated on record management equipment of $20,000. It looks to me like that's $15,000. You've already spent $15,000 this year, and I didn't see anything else in there, so am I missing something?
You've already amended their budget for that $20,000 because she spent the $16,000.
Well, it was $15,000 per cot. All right, estimated or budgeted for $15,000. And then we got that cost proposal and I wanted to pay $15,000 and I'd already used, committed to Advantage Company.
So there's five more coming out of there, sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But then we can go back to $15,000
yeah.
next year.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Okay. I already asked my question.
Well, since we seem to have time, this is just me and just getting the budget documents. How many issues?
Okay.
How many staff totally do you have in your office?
Five.
So on page, and my numbers are different. It might be 147. So there's a one and then two
expenses.
And then
expenses. Are those my expenses?
Yeah. And do you have expense worksheet and salaries and there's number one, two, and five in this column. And that's not FTEs. And what are those numbers?
So they, you know, that's the code number
that we pay for. So nowhere on here does it say, like, how many FTEs there are.
Not on here. It says in the beginning of the book where I did an overview of the position.
Okay. Thank you.
Linda, the other thing I want to point out here is, and just using reporters, so page 147 and page 149 line up with each other.
Right.
So 147, yeah. Draw that out. 149 is the narrative.
And we ask the departments to not address salaries in their narrative, because that is a auditor HR function as far as putting numbers in.
So, yeah. Got that. Thank you.
I always love that we start with the hardest one.
Yeah. Anything else you'd care to say to us, share with us?
Yes, if there are questions, let us know. Sorry, it was a minute late. I had a meeting. I had to get in between the two budget sessions this morning. So
thank you for your time, Greg. Thank you
for
coming up and working with us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're adjourned on this one.
I'm just going to do my job.